talk about this evening is why should I be ready? And it came to me from our Bible class this morning, and talking about the return of Jesus and how we need to be ready. And so that gave me something to think about. And so I went home and I started looking for things and a definition. And it says it's from Middle English, Old English, all of that other stuff, which really makes no difference to none of us. But one of the definitions is prepare mentally or physically for some experience or action. Prepare for immediate use. Talking about dinner is ready. Willingly dispose. Likely to do something indicated. A house that looks ready to collapse. So, that's what that word means, ready. But from a spiritual aspect, I believe it has another meaning for us as a Christian. Now, the world, and prior to, say, me being a Christian, I looked at the word ready differently. George mentioned today in Bible class about the Boy Scouts motto. And that Boy Scout motto is be prepared. And the reason why that is so fresh in my mind is because when I was a youngster, and I don't know who got me into it, I want to blame Roger because he was there too. We was in the Boy Scouts. And we were going on a field trip. Now, field trips can be great if it is in the summertime. But if you know anything about New York and New York State, it's cold in the wintertime. And so my family was not able to give me everything I needed to survive that ordeal. And so we went there, and it was cold. I can't remember what all I did have, but I was not prepared. And at that time, I don't know why, maybe it's because I have a different outlook, nobody was willing to share with me. And I don't know if you've been out in the cold, it's cold. And so that's why I will not go camping or anything else unless I'm ready. I will take a mobile home or whatever it is, but I will not get caught unprepared anymore. I am going to be ready. A suggestion for everyone, everybody that has a car, and in your trunk, there's a donut. It's been recommended that every 30 days you make sure it's full of air to the brim. Because if it is not ready, you will have fun changing a flat tire. So be ready. Those are just simple things. But now we want to talk about being ready and what the Bible say about be ready. Another definition, displayed readily and spontaneously. Immediately available. Quick. Now, this lesson is designed the way I did it once before, is utilizing the Word of God. That is strictly what we're going to look at. Is find out what the Word of God is telling us about certain words that's in the Bible. And in this particular case, the word we will be looking at is ready. Now, there are certain passages that are crystal clear when you see it by itself. But there are other passages you may have to go above it or below it to get the contents of why that word ready is to be used. Now, that was not what I intended on doing here tonight. That is your job. When you want to find out what that word ready means, you're going to have to do the research yourself. I'm just showing you what the scripture says about being ready. And believe it or not, there's not a whole bunch of scriptures that say ready. There's enough for you to get the point. For example, Ecclesiastes 5 from the King James and the English Standard. Keep thy foot when thou goest into the house of God, and be ready to hear that to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil. So in other words, draw near to listen when you go to the house of God. That's what we are doing now. We're here listening to the Word of God. It was mentioned in Bob's prayer that we have many members in here, men that are capable of giving God's Word. And that's great. And I enjoy hearing every last person's rendition of how they bring it across, and everybody is different. Now mine is, I'm going to show you what God says to keep you saved. Because a lot of times we hear other things, which is what we're supposed to do, put it all together, but I want to do like Peter says, I want to remind you what you already know. Because I want to see everyone in this congregation go to heaven. And the only way we can do that is to be reminded what God says about all kinds of circumstances. And so I want you to be ready, because one day we are going to face death. And if we're not ready, we will wonder for eternity, why didn't I do what I was supposed to do? But you know it's too late. So now we should be ready. Isaiah says, the heart also of the rash shall understand knowledge, and the tongue of the stammering shall be ready to speak plainly. Again, that's one that you're going to have to go find out exactly what he's talking about. But the idea, it says, ready to speak plainly. There is a purpose for that word there. Daniel 3:15. Now if ye be ready, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, pipestry, and the whatever that word is, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? I believe we understand that story of Daniel, because we have covered it. But this person is telling them, you better be ready to bow down when you hear these things. Because if you do not, then you are going to be put into a fiery furnace. But this individual did not know God. But we do. Therefore, you also must be ready, For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. We talked about this morning. Christ is returning. We must be ready. Ready. Our bag should be packed. And we want to go to heaven. We must be ready. Luke says, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Each person is talking to an audience, and they're telling them, telling us today, we must be ready. Now, what God has told all of us, he said that someday we're going to die. And most of us do not know when that's going to happen. But we better be ready. Because right now, if you look at your watch, people are dying right now. Did they expect that? Were they ready to meet the Maker? I believe I mentioned here once before, there was a preacher that came to Rapid City. He gave a lesson, and I remember the title of that lesson. And that lesson was, we, the Christian, must be prepared to die. That may seem a little harsh, but we are going to die. We know that. History shows it. So if death is coming, shouldn't we be ready to be with Jesus instead of the alternative? Then Paul answered, what are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be in prison, but even to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. Can all of us say right now that we're in that boat? That I'm ready for death to come right now. I'm ready to go. But we all should be working to be able to say that. I'm ready for death right now. But until death comes, we have a responsibility, and that is to try to share the gospel with as many people as we can. And we should not be guilty of not doing that. Everybody that we see, that we come in contact, no matter who they are, what they are, that is a soul that is possibly in jeopardy. And we should be asking for opportunity. How can I share the gospel with them? And you know, God is interesting. You may say, give me an opportunity, and he will. And then you're going to really find out, are you ready? Are you ready for what you asked for? And we should. But I am sending the brothers so that our boasting about you may not prove empty in this matter, so that you may be ready as I said you would be. And this is from the ESV. It all says the same thing. Be ready when it happens. They are to do good, to be rich in good works, to be generous and ready to share. That is a trait that we all should be willing to do if we have that opportunity. Willing and ready to share. Because again, you have no idea when something is going to come along. you must be ready. Remember them, excuse me, remind them to be submissive to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good work. You know, just looking at the first part, authority, rulers. We all are in subjection to somebody other than Jesus Christ when we're working. We're supposed to be obedient as long as what they say isn't in violation of God's word. We have a duty to do our duty, and if we do it, we are being obedient to Jesus Christ because he's the one that set this up. 1 Peter 1:5, who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Our job. We don't know everything, and the people at this time, through faith in the word of Jesus, were preparing their salvation that will be revealed in the last time at that time. And we can say the same thing for us. It's going to be revealed. But we better be found faithful. It's as simple as that. We understand that he's coming back. But in your hearts, honor Christ, the Lord, as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. You know, at one time, possibly, you and I may have said, well, let me talk to the preacher and come back with an answer. That's acceptable early on in our Christian lives. Not anymore now. We should know and be prepared to make a defense. We should be waiting, foaming at the mouth, waiting for somebody to ask a question. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die. Let's see. Wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die. For I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God. Again, that word strengthen, be ready. It's just another word. What's interesting, from what I read, what I know of God's word, and you probably know the same thing I do, that if I'm not ready when he returns, I will not be with him. You will not be with him. And why should we live that way, knowing? Now, here's a couple of scriptures in closing. We're all familiar with 1 Peter 5. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Knowing this is what God wants us to know, shouldn't we be ready? Shouldn't we be ready knowing that the devil is waiting for us to slip up? Shouldn't we be preparing ourselves that when we meet him, when we confront him, we can do like Jesus did when the devil was tempting him? Be gone. It is written. But if we're not ready, he's going to get us. We're told to put on the full armor of God. If you eliminate any part of that armor, he's going to get a dot through. And hopefully, if he does, we can rebound and we can repent and be strong and put on the whole armor of God. But if we don't, we will be lost. There is no reason to be lost. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. We know that scripture by heart. But my question is, why is Jesus telling us this? Why did he go through all of that trouble to give us information how to be ready when he comes? He wants us to be ready. He doesn't want us to fail. But you know, a lot of people will not listen. It says, and those who find it are few. There's only going to be a few people that will make heaven. So why not be you? Because if you say, I can't, I don't know, then you need to get back into the Bible and learn what he says, so you can be one of those few. If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day. For I have not spoken on my own authority, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment what to say and what to speak. For I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I say, therefore, I say as the Father told me. Again, I ask the question, why is Jesus giving you and I this information? Why did he take the time to give us the Bible? Why did he give us all the same Bible? You know, why didn't he give this group a Bible, this group a Bible, and every group has a Bible, and then if you follow all of your Bibles, you'll get to heaven. He's given us one. So that means everybody in the world that's using the same book that God has given to everybody, we should all go to heaven if we do what he says. If we are ready to give up of ourselves and says, I am going to follow the words of Jesus, because he knows more than me. You know, we have talked about so many scriptures here in this congregation, which you would think to other people, they would respond favorably. Like Genesis, in the beginning God. There's only one God. Jesus said the words that he gave, that God gave him, is what he's given us. So when we're talking to people, these scriptures, we should throw them out to people and say, how come? We have to be ready to defend the gospel. It all depends on how old you are. And back there in the 50s, 60s, there was a group called the Impressions. And they made many songs. And there was one song that they made which everybody, for the most part, was singing. And it had a sort of a religious theme to it. And at the time, you know, I assumed it was correct until I learned what the Bible was teaching. But basically, the song says, "People get ready. There's a train coming." And it told you to be, you don't need no baggage, you don't need no tickets, you just get on board. And that train will take you to heaven. But there's a few steps that they failed to mention. If there was such a train that was coming, how you had to get on board. You just don't freely walk on board and that's it. But the Bible tells us that Jesus is coming. And so the question to all of us, and the questions that we should ask people that we work with, are you ready? Are you ready when Jesus comes? Because if you're not ready, you will be lost. And a passage of scripture that you can share with them is Luke 16. What Jesus was telling us about Lazarus and the rich man. And explain to them about that gulf that separates the righteous from the unrighteous. Explain to them how you got to the righteous side with Abraham. And explain to them how the people got to the side of torment. And share with them this scripture, Matthew. And that is how they got to that place of torment. And then ask, do you want to go? Do you want to go? Because that is where you will go if you do not obey the teaching of the New Testament. Try to put that fear in them. Because they need something. They need to respect God and His words. And that should be our goal, is to show people what God says and what He means. And the Old Testament is full of passage upon passage upon passage of what people did and what happened to them when they did not obey God. And so if you care for them, if you care for one another, you will try everything you can to keep us straight, every last one of us straight, so we can go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I don't know about you. I want to go. Because everything this Bible tells me about hell, I don't want any part. And when you hear somebody say, well, hell is going to be full of me and my buddies, I said, that's right, it will be if you don't repent. But it's not going to be what you think. And try to give them that description that God has given us about what hell is. And then ask them, why do you want to go there? But we have the knowledge. And we have to share it with folks. But most of all, we have to use it to keep ourselves straight. This lesson is yours. You can do with it whatever. But I believe it was said today, I think Bob said it, about the preaching. What we hear, these words will keep you from going to hell if you do it. But if you don't do it, don't ever say, nobody told me. Because you will have eternity to think about it. And I believe, this is just me, I believe every memory that we have because we did not obey will just keep floating back and forth, back and forth. And amongst all of that stuff that God tells us, you may ask, why didn't I listen? That's your choice. These are the words of God. I hope you heed them. And if you have any requests of this congregation to help you, and that's our purpose here, to help one another to not go to the lake of fire. So if there's anything that you would like for us to do for you, prayer, whatever, we ask that you make it known.